You are listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Stay tuned for Heartland Labor Forum, which follows immediately.
Step by step along this march, can be one.
Welcome to the Heartland Labor Forum, a weekly show of news, information, and commentary by and for the working people of Kansas City. This show is produced by volunteers from area labor unions and unorganized workplaces and is sponsored by the Institute for Labor Studies, a not-for-profit organization affiliated with UMKC and Longview Community College. The views expressed on this program are those of the volunteers and guests of Heartland Labor Forum and do not necessarily reflect the position or views of KKFI, our underwriters, or any of the colleges or unions involved.
And this is Judy Ansel. And in the next segment of our show, we're going to be talking about Kansas City's Day Labor Center. About a month ago, just before the homelessness marathon, which KKFI put on, Betty Montes of the new community Latino Community Affairs show, which follows Heartland Labor Forum on Thursday nights, and I went down to the West Side Can Center to talk to Linda Callen. Betty did the interview. It was bilingual, and we played it on the homelessness marathon. I've edited out the Spanish in order to pack more information in, and you're going to hear our interview with Linda Callen, followed by an interview with a couple of day laborers who are homeless. Betty asked the questions. I translated them, but you'll just hear my voice and Linda's.
We're here at the Westside Can Center with Linda Callen, who we're going to talk to about the work they do there and about the men who come here to look for work, those who are homeless. Where did the idea come from to create this kind of space for the Latino community?
It came out of desperation and a lot of research, and because the chaos and disorder and crime was increasing proportionately with the number of men on the boulevard, and that was affecting the quality of life for the whole neighborhood. So I learned of a model called day labor centers, and it turned out that the city of Los Angeles had actually published a book. So we got the book and read it and thought, well, we could adapt that for our needs. So we adapted it to what we felt was a mechanism to serve the neighborhood and to facilitate the men successfully integrating into our community. Regardless of whether they stayed anonymous and chaotic or whether they became integrated into the community, they are a part of our community. So we decided it was better to facilitate them being good members of our community. So we first started doing outreach to the men in 2002 when we were in another facility and offered them use of the bathroom, coffee, and a place to get in out of the elements. To make a long story short, we identified this building, we got it rehabbed, and we moved everybody off the boulevard in February of 2004. We average anywhere between, depending on the day and the season, anywhere from 40 to over 100 men a day through our community. So we first started doing outreach to the men in 2002 when we were in another facility and offered them use of the bathroom, coffee, and a place to get in out of the elements. To make a long story short, we identified this building, we got it rehabbed, and we moved everybody off the boulevard in February of 2004. We average anywhere between, depending on the day and the season, anywhere from 40 to over 100 men a day. We're open Monday through Saturday from 6 in the morning till 6 at night. it was really obvious that there was a huge change in the neighborhood after the establishment of the CAN Center, because there had been a lot of people who were drunk, who were taking drugs, who were begging for money on the streets, and that changed. And it was clear that the number of people, Latinos, and this is a Latino neighborhood, that more and more people were coming here, and this gives them some kind of opportunity. We know that people come here to look for work, but they also confront many challenges because they don't know where to look for work. They don't know who to find who can help them. And so I'd like to know, what do you do when they get here? How do you deal with the many issues that they have, and how do you deal with the fact that they're undocumented? I know you've got the police here who are supporting you, but how do you deal with all these problems?
Well, they're really not any problems than anybody else has. It's just a matter of determining what their needs are. The reality of it is we are not an employment agency. We don't solicit or procure jobs on their behalf. What we do is we provide a place for people who are looking for work to meet up with people who are looking for workers. And then as far as their other needs are concerned, it's partnerships, partnerships, partnerships.
Yes, but I had a slightly different question. I understand what you do here, but I wonder, do you have problems with the immigration coming here to try to arrest people?
The primary focus of immigration at the moment is really those people that are what they call felony absconders, or people that have a criminal record. And that Congress has mandated that be a focus, and that's primarily where their resources are going, is to remove the criminal element.
What a good thing that you are here and you give these people a place to come inside out of the cold. Because if they were outside on the street, probably more of them would be forced to become criminals. So my question is, what do you do to when you do get people in here who have bad habits?
Well, it depends on what the bad habit is. But generally, if they're doing... if they're engaging in inappropriate behavior, let's say being drunk or whatever, they can either be suspended from the CAN Center for a predetermined amount of time, which means they can't come here to look for jobs. Depending on what they do, they may go to jail. And if they are definitely turning to crime, then we work with immigration to have them deported.
I think that all of us human beings are people who need both opportunities and rules. And that when you're living in the street without any kind of discipline, anybody would have a tendency to break the rules. And so for our Latino people, we have big hearts, and we all want to get ahead. And so you're giving them this kind of opportunity is something that they can really benefit from. What are you doing economically to raise the money to be able to pay for the bills so that you can help these people?
Well, when the guys are working, they are expected to make a donation, because we don't really believe in something for nothing. People don't really appreciate something for nothing. I don't care if it's a dollar. But and so most of the guys make donations, and that helps keep us going. We get a lot of in-kind donations from people and different groups, and then we're always looking for cash donations to help with those things that we have to pay cash for.
Do you get any kind of governmental support?
We get $10,000 a year from the city of Kansas City, Missouri, to pay for operating expenses, but it doesn't cover operating expenses. And then we get a small Jackson County combat grant, but those monies cannot be used for the day laborer program because of their immigration status.
Okay, how can you use that money if you can't use it for people?
Because
without
papers? we do 13 other programs in the neighborhood. We do a big back to school celebration and give out backpacks and school supplies to neighborhood children. We have a Christmas party for the kids. We have 3 community gardens. We have we do a spring program. We have an urban campout program. So we do lots of other things besides this, the day labor program. But this is the program that's made us famous.
And you're doing a great service to the community here, the Latino community. So my last question is about psychological support. Obviously, all of us have psychological needs, and when we confront problems, we have more psychological needs, and especially in the situation of guys in this kind of situation. So, do you provide any kind of services that are psychological?
We have a men's support group that meets on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock. So anybody that has some things they would like to talk over, we work with a therapist that comes in as a volunteer. So that's every Tuesday at 6. If they are suffering severe depression, we try to work with Maddie Rhodes Center, which offers mental health counseling. But to be honest with you, the fact that this place exists and it takes the edge off of living off the street, which enables them to form friendships, form relationships, and it's kind of a pseudo-family environment. We've noticed that helps keep a lot of the depression in check.
I've noticed just since I've been here that there's a lot of camaraderie here among the guys. Okay, let's focus a little bit on the ones that are homeless. We know that there are people here who have places to live, who even have families, but there are a group of people here who don't have any place to live. So can you tell us about them?
The ones that don't have a place to live, a large majority of them spend the night at the Kansas City Rescue Mission on Cherry Street. Some do go to the City Union Mission. And then others choose to either live in camps or in abandoned buildings. Now, in the winter, most go to the shelter. In the summer, spring and summer, when the weather's nice, more choose to live in camps.
Muchas gracias, Linda. Muy amable. Ha sido muy importante tener esta información.
And that was Betty Montes. She and I interviewed Linda Callen. I'm Judy Ansel at the Westside Can Center. And now we're going to hear from Luis, who's one of the day laborers who's homeless.
And we're continuing with our discussion about homelessness, and we're talking to Luis León. Luis, how long have you been coming here to the day labor center?
Como dos años, más. Unos dos años, o años, cerca de dos años.
2 years. Have you been able to find a lot of work as during that time that you've been coming here?
Sí, sí, he tenido oportunidad, pues es un centro donde nos ayuda, ¿no? Y nos sirve para todos, tengamos casa o no tengamos, hay una ayuda hasta para rentar, sacamos en el trabajo.
Yeah, it's been very good. They help us a lot. And even if we don't have a house, they help us. So right now, do you live with a family or where do you live?
Pues con amigos, con familias o con los mismos, nosotros mismos aquí, unos con otros. Y...
So I live with some of the other guys who come here to the day labor center. So have you had at times when you've had to sleep in the street and or not had any place to live?
Pues en los tiempos de invierno es cuando más duro, menos trabajo y menos dinero. Es en los tiempos donde es más difícil para todos.
So during the winter, when there's very little work and we don't have any money, these are the most difficult times for us.
So when there's
no money, yeah, we either stay in the mission or we stay in the street or we stay under a bridge. So when you have to sleep outside, have you had trouble with the police?
Pues más que todo hay que tener un cuidado en que no lo vayan a uno a hacer en un daño en donde duerme uno. Con cualquier gente, sea cualquiera, no importa cómo sea, pero un peligro de que alguien lo puede molestar o algo, pero casi entre nosotros no.
We take care of each other, but yeah, it's very dangerous out there. It's we have to always watch out because there's crime. Somebody's going to try to take advantage of you or hurt you. I'd like to know a little bit more about your experience here in the center. Has it changed your life very much? Or?
Yo creo que sí ha cambiado, gracias a Dios, porque aquí hay un gran apoyo, ¿no? Hay donde bañarse, donde comer, buscan un trabajo y buscan lo caliente de aquí. Y tienen la esperanza de uno que agarre un dinero, ya sea uno, cualquiera. O sea que pues todos estamos por un fin, ¿verdad? Y unos trabajan, otros no trabajamos, otros jugamos, otros comemos, otros... Pero todos agarramos, gracias a Dios, a veces no. Pero sí nos sirve demasiado aquí porque nos dan ayuda de todas clases de ayuda.
We get a lot of help here. I mean, it's not just the bathrooms and the food and all of that stuff, but we help each other out. And, you know, if somebody gets work and somebody else doesn't, we help each other, and that's how we operate. You all help each other out? If one person doesn't have work, do the other ones take care of them?
Sí, aquí todos nos tenemos que tender la mano porque no más aquí, tiene que estar uno aquí, no para otro lado, sino aquí mismo y... Pues unos nos invitan una soda, nos invitan a comprar unos huevos o un café o aquel café o algo, pero sí.
Everybody donates and everybody helps each other out, not just here but in another place. My question is, when you're living outside, what do you have, a tent or cardboard or are you living in a bridge?
Pues depende, porque si queremos vivir abajo el puente, si no nos corren, abajo el puente, o en la misión. O hacen una casa de cartón o de madera o de una carpa o un sleeping bag y tapado con un nylon o como sea.
La jungla, junglas.
Así le llamamos
chacos. Chacos, es jungla.
O sea, como en el monte, ¿no? Una casita ahí común y corriente, ¿no? Y taparse con cobijas y.
Ajá. We make our own. Coverings and like tents or with blankets. They call them jungles where we stay. But we also may stay in the mission or we may stay in a bridge. I have another question that's really important. All of us who come from Mexico, we come with one object in mind, which is to be able to support our families. And so I'd like to know, do you have a family in Mexico that you're sending money to?
No, sí tengo que ayudarlo en lo que pueda, pues, cuando puedo, porque a veces pues, tranquilo uno. Es que suben los precios, la renta y eso, y a veces no hay, tiene que estar uno afuera. Hay gente que está afuera porque no tiene para pagar la renta. Y mandas para allá o pagas renta o quieres carro o no.
Yes, well, I send money when I can. You know, it's always a tough choice. If you don't have money to pay rent and you're living outside, do you use the money to pay for shelter or do you send the money home to your family? You got to decide what you're going to do.
That was Luis down at the West Can Day Labor Center. And now we're going to talk to Fidel.
Okay, and we're still here in the Westside Can Center, and we've talked to someone who lives in the street. Now we're going to talk to a worker who stays at the mission.
Me llamo Fidel Soto Pacheco. Soy de Honduras.
My name is Fidel Soto, and I'm from Honduras. How long have you been here in the United States?
Un año con dos meses.
I've been here 14 months. When you got here, did you know anybody here, or did you come all by yourself?
No, no tenía nadie.
I didn't have anybody here. So how did you survive? Where did you stay when you didn't know anybody here?
Pues en la calle.
I stayed in the streets. Okay, I imagine it was pretty tough to live in the streets given the weather here. How did you end up in the mission?
Pues yo estaba en Kansas City, Kansas, al otro lado, y pues estaba, dormía así en unos como solares baldíos ahí. Y un domingo pasó un pastor y él me dijo que si quería ir a la iglesia y yo le dije que sí.
I was in Kansas City, Kansas, and I was living under a bridge, and there was a priest who came by, and he told me of a place I could go to stay. And how did this place help you when you got there?
Pues él me invitó a la iglesia primero y ahí estuve escuchando la palabra de Dios. Después él me dijo que si tenía donde dormir y yo le dije que no. Pues él me dijo, te voy a llevar a una misión. Y le dije yo, ¿qué es eso? No, pues es un lugar donde hay todas las personas que no tienen donde vivir.
Well, first he took me to his church and where I heard the word of God, and he asked if I wanted to stay there, and I said not really. And so then he took me to a mission where a lot of people who don't have any place to stay could stay. And so how did you feel in the mission? Did you feel welcome or did you feel out of place there?
Sí, pues se siente extraño uno, pero como va pasando el tiempo ya uno va adaptándose a la manera de ir de la misión, pues sí lo tratan muy bien a uno.
Well, first, of course, you feel strange, but after a while, you get accustomed to it. Now I feel perfectly comfortable. Is it like a family now?
Sí, sí. Los tomo como familia porque sí, lo aprecian a uno mucho ahí. Pues ahí uno, pues los primeros días, uno tiene que le dan más como 5 días primero de gratis. Ya después uno tiene que pagar $1 diario para que le den una cama, uno donde dormir.
First you can stay there for free for 5 days, but after that you have to pay $1 a day in order to have a place to sleep. So you have a kind of a family here, but I imagine that you have a family back in Honduras, and they're the reason why you're here. Are you able to send money back to support them?
Sí, tengo mi madre y mi padre, mi esposa, y tengo 2 hijos, y gracias a Dios le doy de que he agarrado trabajo aquí en este centro, y le agradezco a Linda porque yo no conocía acá. Y sí he mandado dinero para mi familia porque yo no tengo ningún vicio.
I have a mother, a father, a wife, and 2 children in Honduras. And yes, because of this center, I've been able to get work and I've been able to send money home. It's great that you've been able to incorporate yourself here and to be able to help your family. Is there anything else you want to add? You want to talk more about the mission, or do you want to talk about what it's like to try to get work while it's so cold here?
Sí, la misión es muy bueno porque uno se ayuda mucho económicamente, y pues $1 no es nada, porque hay veces que gracias a Dios en verano hay trabajo, pero ahorita en invierno está duro, no hay trabajo, y me ha tocado que trabajar ahí de dishwash, lavando plato, y sí, hay veces que uno se siente mal porque hay mucha peste ahí de enfermedad, y yo pues tengo una enfermedad ahorita, pero le doy gracias a Dios de que no estoy muy enfermo, pero sí estoy bebiendo medicamentos porque hay muchas enfermedades ahí, mucha gente de otra raza.
There isn't much work right now. It's cold, and it's really a hard period. I've been working as a dishwasher, but I've also, you know, been sick, and it's difficult because there's a lot of people who get sick during the winter. Okay, and thanks very much, and we wish you the best of luck.
Civil rights. Thanks to our engineer, Weber Kusma.